It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Cougars are tenacious animals. You might remember last week we talked to a woman named Marcy who was conflicted because she wanted to take her 19-year-old boyfriend to her company work party.
Oh, that's right. And she's like 32, right?
Yeah, she's 32. He's 19, but apparently he looks like he's like 15 or 16. Yeah. He's got a baby face and a fake ID, by the way. And she wasn't sure if she should invite him because she didn't want her coworkers to judge her. And she wasn't sure if maybe he would have awkward conversations because he's not really like interested in the same things. So we talked to her. She took a lot of advice from the audience. Some people saying do it. Some people saying don't do it. And now she's back on the phone for an Awkward Tuesday phone call. She sent us an email, said that it's urgent. So Marcy, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Wait, Marcy, has the work party happened already or no?
Well, you know, I kind of just completely avoided it on all angles. Like, didn't talk about it with anyone.
So you went the passive-aggressive route, didn't bring him, but you didn't go either.
I just made an excuse to get out of it just so that I wouldn't have to deal with it.
Okay. So why do an Awkward Tuesday phone call then?
Well, so I've been thinking about it so much over the weekend, and I did so much soul-searching. But I also got a lot of flack from it. Like, some of the listeners had some pretty harsh things to say. But then also my friends actually heard it. And I wasn't expecting, but they really judged me. I have to be honest with you.
Oh, my God.
What did they say? And, did they call you a dirty cougar like that one woman who called in and talked to you?
No, it was more that I kept this secret from everyone. So they were more upset that, like, they didn't even know that I was dating. And so then when they, not only do they find out that, you know, I've been dating someone, but that he's 19.
I forgot you hadn't told them either that you were dating a 19-year-old.
Right. And like nothing on social media, literally like nobody knew. And I did have a few friends that told me that, you know, I shouldn't be embarrassed because it's like my whatever, but it really made me dig deep and thinking about it. And at the end of the day, I decided to break up with him.
What?
Oh, no.
Whoa. Wait, you were talking about how you guys had a connection. You're letting other people's opinions dictate what you do in your life?
I know. I don't know. Like I said, I really had to think about it hard. And I guess I kind of came to the conclusion that, like, if I'm too ashamed to bring him to my work party, then that's like a major red flag, you know? And at the end of the day, he deserves better than that. He deserves someone that, like, if you have a party, they want to show him off. They want to bring him to the party, you know?
Yeah, like if there's an all-ages club, he wants someone that wants to take him to that all-ages club, you know?
You know, and I kind of also, one of the callers that called in really stuck with me. And she said that basically this similar story happened to her and that it was like a lifelong struggle. And that just like hit a chord with me or something, because it made me think, like, if I'm already dealing with this, we're only a few months into this relationship, like I cannot deal with this lifelong thing of constantly having to like vouch for us and this and that. And if we continue it, it's just going to get harder and harder. And I just feel like this is the best thing to do.
You're wrong, though. Oh. If you continue it, he just gets older and older and it becomes easier and easier.
I mean, I guess that's one way to look at it. But after really putting it all together in my mind and in my heart, I really have come to peace with my decision. But now my problem, where I need your help and I need advice, is, you know, I don't know how to break up with him. How do I break up with him without breaking his heart?
You haven't done it yet?
You just unfriend him.
You unfriend, yeah, that's how
19.
No, he's 19.
That's pretty much all you have to do.
19-year-olds don't have Facebook anymore, Jubal. It's not cool for them, okay?
But, you know, it's already awkward because since he's 19, it's already sort of like I'm his mom. So to break up with him, like, I don't know. So I need help on the best way of doing it without, like, putting him down, you know, or being like, without motherly.
Maybe you can just tell him that you think of yourself as his mother, and that's going to creep him out so bad that he's not going to want anything to do with you, because that's kind of weird.
That's one way of going with it.
That is.
Like, I haven't dumped a teenager in basically over a decade. Like, I don't even know how this works anymore. You know, like,
do you have Snapchat? Do you have Snapchat?
To be honest with you, no.
Okay. Well, download that because you're going to need that for sure.
But seriously, though, I remember getting dumped as a teenager and it literally felt like the world was going to end.
Right. And I don't want his world to end. So.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, give you some advice, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
I'm nervous.
All right. Hang on.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Right in the middle of an Awkward Tuesday phone call. And if you missed the first part, Marcy is on the phone with us. She was actually on the show last week. She called us for some advice because she was wondering if she should take her 19-year-old boyfriend to her company work party. She's 32. He's 19. She was worried about it. She took some phone calls and ultimately decided not to go to the party at all. She just avoided it. But now she actually wants to call him in an Awkward Tuesday phone call and break up with him because she thinks it's bad that she has a boyfriend who she's ashamed to bring around other people.
So sad.
I mean, it is bad.
Marcy, I don't think you need to do this in an Awkward Tuesday phone call. He's 19. How about an Awkward Tuesday text message? Be cool with it.
I'm trying to be a little bit more mature than doing it over a text message.
Hey, but Jubal has a good point. We're not even sure 19-year-olds know how to answer the phone with their voice.
You should do it in a
For
gift.
Sure.
He'll answer.
Okay.
I feel like I just need to get this out of the way, bite the bullet, and, like, do it.
Okay. Now, I don't support the reason that you're breaking up with him, but you're doing it. And my advice for breaking up is just quick and fast, like a Band-Aid.
Okay. Can't beat around the bush here.
Right, exactly.
So just when he answers, just go, we're breaking up, and then hang up the phone.
No.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. We're going to dial the phone number right now. You can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call. You ready?
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm going to throw up, but yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Hey, babe. How's it going?
It's all right. Is everything okay?
Not really, no. I'm just having the worst day right now.
What's going on?
I just got done with this algebra test, and I really think I bombed it. So I'm just bummed right now because factorials f***ing suck.
Sure.
Yeah, and then, like, my mom... Yeah, no, thanks. But my mom texted me, and she's all pissed because, you know, I got home a little bit late, you know, last week when we went out because it was past 10, so she's all in my case and like, you know, come on, you need to be an adult, and you can't, you need to, you're responsible, and you need to come back before 10, or you know you're going to be
she
grounded.
She wants you home before 10 o'clock?
Yes.
Isn't that early?
I know, and I'm like, come on, Mom. I mean, God, I'm 19.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry to dump this all on you right
now.
No,
maybe I should just call you later.
It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry. What's up, babe? What's going on? Why are you calling?
Well, I kind of have some bad news too. I've been having trouble finding, you know, how to say this, but I really think that you're an awesome guy and we've had so much fun together and you brought a life out of me that I haven't felt in a long time. And I really do thank you for that.
Stop.
And I know that like,
Wait. Are you breaking up with me?
Look, the timing of all of this is just not right. And, you know, maybe if I was 10 years younger, you know, or if you were 10 years older, you know.
Come on. Please don't do this right now. Why is this happening?
I really think at this point it's best just to end it. And I'm so sorry.
Stop. This real life.
Okay.
God.
I've made up my mind and I have to stick
hold
to
up,
my
hold
gut.
Up, hold up. I think I know what's going on. Is it because I was taking some money out of your wallet? Because you know I'll pay you back.
What?
I'll call my mom and I'll pay you back, all right?
Awkward.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Stealing from your girlfriend's wallet.
What's going on? Who's there?
Hey, what's up, Matthew? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
Yeah, what's up, man? How are you?
Oh, my gosh, Matthew.
What's going on?
Oh, Matthew.
Well, Marcy, your girlfriend emailed us to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call because she was going to break up with you.
Wait, so it's for real?
Yeah, that's for real. Yeah. But why are you stealing money from your girlfriend's wallet?
Yeah, what the hell? I didn't even know that was happening.
I was going to pay you back.
Oh, my gosh. Matthew, how much money did you steal?
Yeah, I'm curious because I didn't even know this was happening.
Well, just, like $5 here and there. That's it.
Here and there? Which means it was happening more than once.
Yeah.
It was only like when I needed a pizza or you're buying a game, all right? I was just borrowing. It's not like I was stealing.
Oh, my God.
Well, you weren't really telling me that you were taking money out of my wallet, so I think that does count as stealing.
Yeah.
Well, we love each other, so it's not stealing if you love each other.
Look, it doesn't matter how we feel about each other, if we like each other, if we love each other. That doesn't matter, but it's not okay to go take money out of my purse. I don't care what type of relationship we're in without telling me that it's not okay. You don't see that as childish?
Fine, I won't do it again. Just don't break up with me over it. Come on.
I'm sorry. I have to be honest with you. I need to focus on my career. And, I just think that the age difference is too much. Okay. I was embarrassed. Okay. I was embarrassed to bring you to that work party that you found out about. And that's why this all kind of got started. And I really honestly think that you deserve better. You know, you deserve someone that's going to want to take you to the party. And I was embarrassed. And
what do you mean you're embarrassed? What are you embarrassed about?
I already told you, it's the age, okay? Like,
you said that I was mature for my age.
I don't know what else to say. I'm being honest with you. This is how I'm feeling. I tried, and I just don't think it's smart for us to keep going with this much longer. I'm really sorry.
This sucks.
Matthew.
I'm sorry, dude.
The good news is you guys had a good time while you were in a relationship. Just because things end doesn't, mean that time you spent wasn't important to her either.
Yeah, so?
And you're 19, man. You got your whole life ahead of you.
But I love her.
Yeah, but you'll love other women too. I mean, that's a nice thing about being 19.
I'm really trying to do what's best for both of us, okay? And this is my decision, and I have to stick to it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh,
man. Can we at least, hook up one last time,
We all want that.
Everybody wants to do that.
It's going to happen anyway.
You guys will talk at some point, and it'll naturally work itself out. Trust me there, Matthew.
I mean, I'm really starting to get a hang of it, I'm getting good.
Okay, that's enough. if that's going to make you happy, then we can see each other one more time, but just one more time, and then it's over.
Oh.
All right, that's cool.
Oh, my God, Marcy, are you, his coach? Because that's what it sounds like.
This is not how I was expecting this call to go, I have to be honest.
Yeah, well, it sounds like he's right. It sounds like he has gotten better because of Marcy. If he didn't, you'd be like, no, we're not doing that. So good job, Matthew.
Oh, my God.
He's a good student. I mean, what can you say?
Well, every good student has a good teacher, so.
All right, well, I guess it's a successful Awkward Tuesday phone call. You guys are no longer a couple, and you'll probably continue hooking up for the next 3 to 6 months, I would say.
No, one more time. I'm so serious about that. One more time.
Lit.
God,
All right.
I don't even know what that means.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 that says when they do hook up one last time, she better hide her purse.
Yeah,
and Jubal in the morning talking about today's Awkward Tuesday phone call. If you missed it last week, we had a woman named Marcy come on, and she was concerned because she wasn't sure if she should take her 19-year-old boyfriend to her company work party. She ended up not going to the party at all. She's 32, he's 19, and she says he looks very young. Mm-hmm. Today she wanted to call him to break up with him because she's like, I shouldn't be ashamed of the person that I'm dating no matter what the reason. And she called him, said that they were breaking up. But then he thought maybe they were breaking up because he was stealing money from her purse.
No, he was saying borrowing. He never used the word stealing.
Yeah, because...
Just borrowing without her knowledge.
He did say he was going to pay her back. He was 19. Yeah. She says he looks like he's a lot younger, and he definitely is like an immature 19-year-old.
I don't know. She said he had a fake ID. I don't think this kid's even 19.
I'm like... sorry, but like her forgiveness of him ripping money off of her was really fast. Like, she just kind of got over that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, all right. Well, I guess you guys are going to meet up for one more hookup and then call it good.
Yeah.
He definitely needs a timeout. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But he did ask if they could get together one more time because he's, quote, just getting good at it.
Come on.
And talking about hooking
Which
up. So
isn't a big
she
selling
agreed.
Point.
Yeah. And I have a feeling that they're going to be actually probably hooking up a lot just with no relationship anymore. So really, I think he wins in the whole thing. Well, she probably wins too.
Yeah.
Remember, if you want to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call, just excuse me, just email the show and we'll help you with your situation as long as you make a very awkward phone call in exchange. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Alexa, play Movin' 92.5. Okay.